Well, getting around, we are to chatting to the Heart and Stroke Foundation as we do every Tuesday morning. And this morning we've got the pleasure of chatting to Sean Asani from the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And Sean Asani is the nutrition team leader at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. Today we're talking about World No Tobacco Day. And Sean Asani, good morning. Welcome on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to our listeners. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, always a happy Tuesday because we're on the way away from, well, towards the next weekend. But yes. Sean Asani, talking today about World No Tobacco Day. What is World No Tobacco Day and how does the hashtag Game Over campaign fit into it?
Thank you for having me this morning. As we are commemorating World No Tobacco Day on the 31st of May, it is commemorated annually to raise awareness about the harms of tobacco, nicotine and vaping, as well as to advocate for stronger police protection. Mm-hmm. So the 2026 World Health Organization theme is Unmasking the Appeal, Countering Nicotine and Tobacco Addiction. The focus on this is how the industry invades as well as repackaged products to hook up a new generation, especially when it comes to children and adolescents, while invading stronger tobacco control measures worldwide. Mm. So ahead of 31 May, the Junior Advocates Project and partners, which also include us as the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa, across the tobacco control as well as public health and advocacy sector, we launched the youth-led Game Over campaign during World No Tobacco Awareness Month. So the Game Over translates complex industry tactics into accessible youth-driven engagement. So it's all about empowering young people to recognize, to question, as well as resist manipulation that the tobacco industry is putting so that they can hook up young people to vaping or to tobacco. It is not just about awareness, it's about equipping youth to become advocates in their schools as well as in their communities so that they can help to fight against the high usage of vaping, nicotine, as well as tobacco products.
Right, right. And how big is the youth nicotine and tobacco problem globally?
The numbers are alarming and it shows that how far the industry reach has gone. Globally, at least 40 million children aged between the age of 13 to 15, they are currently using tobacco products, which includes 20 million who smoke cigarettes and 10 million who smoke smokeless tobacco like snuff or chew. On top of that, at least 15 million adolescents in the same age group, they are also already using a cigarette or vapes. So in country where data exists, children are on an average 9 times more likely than adults to vape, which tells us this is not only happening by accident, but there is also things that industry, they are also contributing to increase this number of youth that are vaping or using a cigarette. So bright flavors, silk packaging, as well as deceptive marketing are being used to make highly addictive products look fashionable and harmless. And also the result is a cycle of addiction that threatens to undergo years of progression in tobacco control.
Mm-hmm. And coming back to South Africa, what is the situation with youth vaping and nicotine use here in South Africa?
In South Africa, we are also seeing a rapid rise in youth vaping. A UCT study that was led by Prof. Richard Van Zyl-Smith, it involved about 25,000 high school learners. They found that 16.8% of high school learners, they are currently vaping, and 36.7% have tried it at least once. So among grade 12 learners, vaping rises to nearly 30%, and almost half of young vapers use within the first hour of waking up. So this indicates that this use, they are independent to nicotine. The study further also revealed that 40 to 60% of these learners, they are also likely addicted to nicotine. Things like your flavor, influencers, especially on social media, culture, as well as digital visibility, they are normalizing nicotine youth in this culture because when youth see maybe their role model using vaping, they also think that it's cool and they will also want to try it out without really thinking about the harms that it can cause to your body. So beyond vaping, the 2025 Tobacco Spot Check survey shows that overall tobacco and nicotine use is higher in the Western Cape at 54% compared to 41% in KwaZulu-Natal. So manufacturers of cigarettes are still the dominant product, used daily by over 95% of smokers, averaging about 8 cigarettes a day. So e-cigarette as well is also becoming more established in the Western Cape at 13% versus 2% in the KwaZulu-Natal. Mm. So smokeless tobacco is also more common in KwaZulu-Natal, at least at 84%. And also what they found is that more users now, they are starting before the age of 19 years, as early as 12 years.
Mm, mm. And that's pretty scary, because what tactics are the tobacco and nicotine industry using to target the youth?
The tobacco and nicotine industry is using tactics designed to make this product look normal as well as low risk, especially to young people. Things like your flavors and packaging, the use of bright colors or candy or fruit flavors, as well as silk designs, they make these products look like they are normal, as well as it's like a lifestyle, and also it's not an addictive drug. So when you see these kind of things, they will want to try it out, because to them it's more like a thing that's happening, like a peer pressure thing that it's interesting for them to try it out. They're also using influencer or digital marketing, where companies pay influencer or fluid TikTok, Instagram or YouTube with content that normalizes vaping as well as downplay the risk. So that let them reach teenagers directly, because they are more into social media, and also even though traditional ads are banned. Prices as well as assets is also one of the things that contribute, because products are sold cheaply and often in a single unit. You find stations near schools that are selling the vaping product or nicotine or tobacco product, making them easier for children to be able to access this product. There is also misleading claims such as you are tobacco-free, safe, alternative, or just vape. So when you see these things, they think that there isn't any risk associated with e-vaping, but they forget that e-vaping or e-cigarette or vaping, it still contains highly addictive nicotine. Mm. So that's our Game Over campaign. It's focused on exposing these tactics and pushing for tighter rules on marketing, flavor, as well as access, so that we can be able to reduce the number of youth that are vaping or using e-cigarette or tobacco products.
Right, right. And Shonisani, how harmful are vaping and tobacco and other nicotine products for young people and for their health overall?
These products, they're very harmful, and the risk starts with addiction. So nicotine, especially for youth, it rewires the adolescent brain, making young people more likely to get hooked up fast as well as stay hooked into adults' world. We are also currently seeing high school learners who vape within the first hours of waking, which is also a sign of independent dependency to this product. So the harm doesn't only stop at the brain, because nicotine and tobacco, it can also damage your blood vessels, raise blood pressure, and also increase the risk of heart attack and strokes. Mm. Tobacco also causes lung cancer, and also it has, they've found that it has killed over 42,000 South Africans in 2025. So vaping overall is not a risk-free. It does also contain aerosol, which contain chemical that will irritate the lungs as well as airway. So a study that was done by Slickman in 2019, they found that cinnamon flavoring, cinnamon dihydrate reduces the risk, reduces the lungs' natural cleaning function. So this means that it will put at the risk of a person to get lung cancer, to get lung disease, because the lung won't be able to remove carbon dioxide as well as take oxygen inside the body, because the lungs are affected. There is also an added safety risk too, because batteries that are used in some vaping products, they can explode as well as causes burns or scarring or death. So at Anderson Stroke Foundation, we are more clear that these products, they create a lifelong nicotine user as well as add to South African burden of preventable diseases, including heart disease and stroke. So that's why we're advocating for stronger policies to protect everyone, especially you young people, as well as stricter regulations across all nicotine and tobacco products.
And moving back to what we started with, Shonisani, the hashtag Game Over. What is hashtag Game Over doing to encourage young people to kick the habit?
The hashtag Game Over is putting young people in the lead by turning them from targets of nicotine and vape marketing into advocates. So the Junior Advocates Project, hosted by the Junior Advocate May Session, they hosted the Junior Advocates May Session with junior advocates from multiple schools to discuss vaping, peer pressure, as well as digital influence. Selected students now from the from multiple schools, they then meet to discuss the harmful effect of vaping as well as nicotine product on their health. So previously, last week on the 27th of May, 2026, The campaign hosted the first A Game Over Youth Dialogue, which was an online conversation with advocates, researchers and policymakers, as well as public health leaders, followed by a school-based Game Over activation on the 29th of May. So this was done before the World No Tobacco Day, because our goal is to help young people to recognize how the tobacco and nicotine industry uses flavors, influences, culture, as well as lifestyle branding to make them to be hooked up into this product. They're also teaching them also to question these tactics as well as to take action in their schools and community, so that at least we can say no to vaping, no nicotine, no to tobacco products, because these things at the end, they're very harmful for our health.
Right. It makes sense. And the fact that they're targeting young people makes it even worse. But what role does the Heart and Stroke Foundation play in this process?
The Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa is a campaign partner in hashtag Game Over, and it brings its expertise in preventing heart disease and stroke to the effort. So public health has to go beyond awareness as well as create real opportunities for young engagement, critical thinking, as well as advocacy, especially since nicotine and vaping products are often marketed to look harmless, modern, or social appealing. So by supporting the hashtag Game Over, the Heart and Stroke Foundation South Africa is helping to equip young people to make informed decisions, to challenge industry tactics, as well as to protect their long-term brain, heart, and overall health. So this also aligns with the Heart and Stroke Foundation mission to reduce the burden of cardiovascular disease in South Africa through prevention and early intervention. So when we teach young generation about how to recognize these tactics, we are also helping them to be independent, to be able to choose things that will be healthier for their body. So when we teach them, they are the ones, they are the future leaders for tomorrow. So we are helping them to choose as well as to advocate for the things that will support their well-being.
Right, that makes sense. And how can listeners get more information? The Heart and Stroke Foundation has a lot of resource material. How do we access it?
Listeners can get more information on our website, www.heartfoundation.co.za. They can also find us on Facebook at Heartstroke SA, on X at SA Heartstroke, as well on Instagram at Heartstroke SA. If they need to speak to one of our healthcare professionals, they can call us on 021-422-1586.
Great. Shonisani, thank you very, very much. Have a great week, and we'll chat to either you or Corrie next week again. Have a great, safe
week. Thank you so much for having me. Have a great week ahead.
Thanks, Shonisani. There we go. That's Shonisani Nepalama from the Heart and Stroke Foundation, one of the dietitians and team leaders at the Heart and Stroke Foundation.